Jane and the Stillroom Maid by Stephanie Barron. Copyright 2000 by Stephanie Barron. This recording of the full-length reading of Jane and the Stillroom Maid was published by arrangement with the author and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Kate Redding. Jane and the Stillroom Maid by Stephanie Barron. This book consists of 28 chapters and is 277 pages long. The following material appears on the dust jacket of the book. In her fifth engrossing mystery, the wise and witty Jane Austen finds that even a stroll through the bucolic English countryside can lead down a path toward murder. For it is in the quiet town of Bakewell that Jane stumbles upon a case riddled with odd allegiances and murderous rages that she could have never fathomed. Jane Austen is enjoying a summer visit to Derbyshire's craggy peaks, sparkling streams, and cavernous gorges. But there, amid scenes of unsurpassed beauty, she stumbles upon the ugliest slaughter she has ever seen. High in the rocks near the town of Bakewell lies the body of a young gentleman. With blonde curls and delicate features, the victim has the face of an angel, yet Jane can see that he had been shot in the forehead and savagely mutilated. But even more shocking is the revelation gleaned from the surgeon's examination. The deceased is in fact a woman, a maidservant clad in the garb of her master, Mr. Charles Danforth of Penfolds Hall. Tess Arnold had been in charge of the stillroom at Penfolds for many years and was known as an adept preserver of produce and compounder of home remedies until it seems she was dismissed for a...